I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for being with us today. And just a reminder, before we start our show, we just had our funding drive. And thank you to everyone who donated. If you did donate, please make sure that you pay your pledge. And also, we're still accepting donations until the end of the year online. So if you haven't had a chance to donate and you want to donate $5, $10, whatever you can afford, go to my website, spiritualshow.com, and there's a big link at the top of my past episodes page. So that's spiritualshow.com/past.html if you would like to visit the site and donate. So today on the show, we are going to be speaking about Kabbalah with Rabbi Joseph Saltoun. So welcome to the show, Rabbi Joseph.
Oh, thank you.
So, how are you doing today?
Oh, fine. Welcome. Yes.
Good. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for the invite.
And so, you are a local teacher of Kabbalah. Can you tell us a little bit about your organization?
Well, it started off quite a while ago, a few years ago, and we can say about the line of Kabbalists, rabbis and Kabbalists, with the intention of teaching, opening the gates of Kabbalah to the public. And you might ask, are we supposed to say Kabbalah or Kabbalah? Now, from my background, I come from Israel, so there's more a Hebrew accent. But in any case, it doesn't matter however you say it. The origin of the name Kabbalah, of course, goes way, way back, maybe thousands of years ago. And people were still asking questions, like we do nowadays, about the essence of life, the essence of man, and the meaning of life. And the Kabbalist sages were able to find some answers that, of course, were written in books. And this organization that is disseminating the Kabbalah, whether it is the Kabbalah Center or other rabbis, are basing, again, their knowledge on these books. So this is where we are. We give lectures, seminars, activities, workshops, meditation. We talk also about Kabbalistic astrology, trying to maybe, how shall I say it, reconcile between the separation that has happened between religion and science. And finally saying that whether you are a scientist or a religious person, the words or the concept should not create any confusion. We should not allow them to create any confusion because we are dealing with one whole same reality out there. So no matter what angle you take, it's the same reality. Rabbi Ashlag, if I may say, he's the founder of this organization, 1922, and since then, it has grown.
And so, Rabbi, Kabbalah, what is the difference between Kabbalah and regular Judaism?
Well, that's it. If we go to the essence of our religions, whether Judaism, Christianity, Islam, any religion that is based upon the principle of monotheism, goes back to Abraham. I mean, he is the founder, Abraham the patriarch and the Bible, and his encounter with this one God, the universal God of all nations, of all mankind, or the universe. And this is a concept that we are still trying to understand. Who is this one God, and what is his message towards mankind? How can we improve our relationship with him? How can we understand him, and how can we help him to understand us and our needs? So this has been going on ever since Abraham. Now, if you go to the origins of all religions, including Judaism, we can say that Kabbalah preceded all religions. Kabbalah is a universal wisdom. The religion is the ritual. That means we use religion in our prayers, in our rituals, in our precepts. But beyond the how, there's always the question, why? Why this and why that? And why do we need to do this and why do we need to do that? Why does God behave in such a manner? All these whys that are festering, we can say, in our heart and mind, create some inner lack of peace. So the Kabbalah, through its questions and answers, it addresses these subjects. And that is why we can say that before the religions appeared in the world, there was Kabbalah. From the first moment of creation, from the first moment that man became conscious of himself and his surrounding. Nowadays, in my lectures, I explain that the age of Kabbalah, that means what is the age of a person that can start learning Kabbalah, and I refer to the period of the Y period, which starts around the age of 4, 5, 6, when a child starts asking his parents, mother, father, why is this and why is that? That is the moment of the opening of the consciousness to the world, to the environment, and to the self with a capital S. And that is the age where we are supposed to learn Kabbalah.
And so, Rabbi, I'm just curious because I've heard that Kabbalah is an ancient form of Judaism. Is that correct or am I wrong there?
Well, it depends what you mean by ancient form of Judaism.
So when you say that Kabbalah is like predates all religions, so it could be an ancient form of Christianity as well, is that what you're saying?
Yes, and Buddhism and Zen. And the essence of the wisdom, of the divine wisdom of Kabbalah, can be found in all cultures. In the Vedas, in the Sanskrit writings, in ancient Egypt, ancient Assyria. We must remember that Abraham, he was born in ancient Assyria or Chaldea, and he carried in himself also part of that culture. The only thing that he was maybe a revolutionary of his times, that he wanted to disseminate, to open the gates of this cosmic wisdom to the masses, to the public. And here is where the conflict started between his idea and his ideology of God and monotheism and allowing direct access to every single person to the divine, and maybe his father's approach or the traditional approach of maybe maintaining this knowledge only in the temple or only among the noble or the rich or the powerful. And since then, yes, that means this energy or this momentum of the Kabbalah bringing the divine down to earth. That is why one of the definitions of Kabbalah is down to earth spirituality, where we can bring the divine consciousness, down to earth, but it's down to our daily and routine life, whether it is work, whether it is relationship, personal issues and affairs. So God, as he came out of the temple, to the masses, to the public.
So are there, Rabbi Joseph, are there any rules to Kabbalah? Like in religion, you would have, you know, don't the Ten Commandments in Christianity and things like that. What kind of rules are there in Kabbalah?
Well, definitely there are rules that follow all the basic rules of all religions. So no matter whether you are a Jew, a Christian, a Muslim, or Buddhist, the rules of moral ethics, moral values, of respecting and loving your neighbor as yourself, these are the golden rules that, of course, the Kabbalist follows. But there is the other side of the divine, the beyond, where these questions of our eternal being, the soul, reincarnation? Is there life after life? What is the purpose of following these rules? Is it worthwhile for us to follow these rules? We may say that, oh, there are people who follow these rules but do not benefit from them. There are people who break all the rules and benefit. Is God really, well, is he a just God? Is there divine justice? So these are the quests and the questions that are there in our mind. And there is where Kabbalah begins. Talking about theology, theosophy, the relationship between man and his own divine consciousness, how to reach God from within, not from without. So if we're talking about the Ten Commandments that were revealed by Moses on Mount Sinai, whether we are talking about the teachings of Jesus, whether we're talking about the enlightenment of Buddha, all these people reach a certain level of transcendental consciousness, where they transcended the worlds of fragmentation, separation, superior, inferior, the power, the ego. And they, we must say, they met in that infinite and one source of divine wisdom and knowledge. So finally, Abraham, Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad, they're all saying the same thing in different words. Now, if a person approaches his religion or her religion without the inner meaning and inner understanding, this, as the Kabbalists may warn, might backfire, in the sense that we take the religion or the word of God literally without the inner meaning, which gives us a more collective and divine perspective of the words. And then this may cause fragmentation and separation between the nations. That is also part of our, well, what we're going through, our challenges. So can the Kabbalah help the Jew, the Christian, the Muslim, the Buddhist to start speaking the same language and understanding each other? I must say from my own experience the past 30 years, yes. I've been traveling nearly the whole world, whether it is in Europe, the States, Mexico, Brazil, Canada, and wherever I go, once we start speaking Kabbalah, we speak the language of collective consciousness. We break the barriers of fear from revealing the truth.
And Rabbi Joseph, it's just about time for a break. So can you give us the name of your Kabbalah organization in Vancouver in case people would like to contact you?
Yes, the name is the Center for Kabbalah. It's located on Canby, 3022 Canby Street. And if you want, I can give my phone number there.
Sure.
Yeah, 604-298-9263.
Perfect. Well, we are speaking with Rabbi Joseph Saltoun, and he is a teacher of Kabbalah at the Center for Kabbalah. And we'll be back with more synchronicity in a moment.
Strength, dignity, respect, beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the first day of through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers. Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was blind before I met you.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A, positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the helpline is one of many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us online at www.aidsvancouver.org.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and you may be listening in Vancouver at CITR 101.9 FM or online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network and wherever you're listening from. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, if you haven't yet had a chance to donate to the CITR funding drive, it has ended, but we are accepting donations until the end of the year. So if you would like to donate to this show, go to my website, spiritualshow.com, and on the past episodes page, there's a big link at the top of the page. Click there and then you can donate. It all goes to CITR. It's just the show. They keep track of how much each show brings in. So, or you can always call the main office and donate that way as well. So thank you so much for joining us. Today we are speaking with Rabbi Joseph Saltoun, and he is from the Center for Kabbalah in Vancouver. That's at 3022 Cambie Street. And I believe he has some events going on in January.
Yes, I would like to announce a free introduction for Kabbalah on Tuesday, December 14th at 7:30 in the evening. And we shall be opening a new Kabbalah course on January 11th. So everybody is invited. But I would recommend, of course, to come to the introduction to know, to see, to hear, and to come with questions. Yes.
So that's on December 14th is the introductory.
Yes, the free introduction at 7:30 p.m.
7:30 p.m. And that'll be at 3022
Cambie Street.
Perfect. Okay. So, Rabbi Joseph, you mentioned astrology, and I thought that was really interesting because a lot of religions, and I realize Kabbalah isn't exactly a religion. I mean, would you consider it a belief system? How would you, what label would you put on Kabbalah just for a simple, people like labels?
Well, that's the most challenging question, how to define Kabbalah being a cosmic wisdom. Well, that's it. I mean, once we penetrate or transcend the first layer of understanding of religion or science or the universe, we enter a realm of, whether you call it metaphysics or spirituality, we're talking about the same thing, just giving two different labels. So that dimension of energy where the physical world and its all its rules stop functioning or do not function anymore, that is a new world. That is our new frontier. The Kabbalists, they transcended the world of physicality and already entered into that realm of consciousness where they were able to encounter different dimensions of entities, divine beings, which are part of our own consciousness. And we know that man is a, we're not so simple. I mean, we are very complex in our mind, in our psyche, in our subconscious mind, in our conscious mind. There are many levels, many layers of our consciousness. And there is that level of consciousness that we call the, well, let's call it astrology. That means where man looks up into the skies, the heavens, and sees all these planets and stars and galaxies and wonders. What is the reason, what's the purpose of all these elements out there? From where did they come? And no matter, again, if you are an atheist, a believer, a scientist, a philosopher, these questions are there in our mind. The question is, what is the source of our answers? From where can we really bring down the source of truth? Now, truth, with a capital T, is something that we don't find here on Earth. I mean, it's our physical dimension of existence. Why? Because truth has to be something that does not change. Nowadays, we understand that everything is changing. So our truth, our falsehood, everything is changing. One day is true, one day is false. One day is false, one day is true. So this is a bit confusing. The Kabbalah is known also as the wisdom of truth, that eternal truth that does not change. But in order to access that dimension of ultimate truth, we have to go beyond the five senses, into our sixth sense, into that dimension of, well, we read about it, going back to the Bibles and the prophets, where they were able to bring down prophecies speaking about the future, seeing 1,000, 2,000 years ahead, and talking about the future. Let's say we are now witnessing and living all the prophecies of the past. All what Isaiah and Jeremiah and all the prophets that we read in the Bible are talking about our times. It is a very special generation, a generation of spiritual enlightenment, we can call it, a generation of knowledge, where we are pursuing knowledge. We want to know. And we are not afraid anymore. We're not afraid, again, from God, not afraid from ourselves, not afraid from revealing, from challenging and adventuring. And this is a wonderful age to live in. But we must understand that there is some frontier out there that we have to go beyond. And that is the frontier of our own logic. Because logic is also something that changes. What is now, today, logical, tomorrow may change. Or what may appear now as not logical, tomorrow can be very logical. So this is where the Kabbalah enters. And whether it is Abraham who spoke 4,000 years ago that the world was round, that Earth is round, and there are astrology, there are planets out there. The Kabbalistic astrology allows us to relate to all the physical elements out there on a spiritual basis, where we treat, again, Earth as a divine entity. Not only as something that is, you know, mountains and rivers and water and ocean, but also the divine intelligence of Mother Earth. We can say even the divine intelligence of the moon. So beyond the physical aspect of the moon that we learn in astronomy, is there any significance, is there any intelligence or extraterrestrial intelligence out there? The Kabbalist says yes, but these extraterrestrial beings or entities, this life beyond Earth that we're looking for, different forms of life, are on a level of energy consciousness. So once we connect to our essence, which is an energy consciousness, our spirit, our soul, our divine spark, no matter what you call it, it's there. Something beyond our physical body is vibrating. So there is the field energy, there is the aura. There are many levels of energy consciousness. And the Kabbalistic astrology relates to all these celestial beings as live beings, and that we can communicate with them. So even though the Kabbalist did not visit the moon with a space ship, but nevertheless was able, through his mind, traveling, and his soul, throughout the solar system. And some Kabbalists even transcended our solar system into other galaxies. And there they encountered what we call divine beings, divine entities. But these divine entities and beings are part of our own consciousness. So I must say there is a new world out there to explore. And the Kabbalah opens that frontier beyond the horizon.
So
I know it may sound a bit like science fiction or even wilder.
Well,
but coming back to Earth, yes?
Rabbi Joseph, I wanted to ask you, because you were speaking about the future, and of course we're talking about Kabbalistic astrology, but
yes,
right now we're coming up on an important date in Mayan astrology,
exactly,
or I guess it was astrology, their calendar,
yes,
and it is about the future. And so I'm wondering if Kabbalah has any views or predictions about what's going to happen in 2012 or that time period.
Well, that's it. Now, that's it. Hila, if we're talking about prophecy and trying to predict the future, we're not prophets today, and it's hard to encounter any prophets or any people with the spirit of prophecy. But definitely, we all speak, whether it is through the Kabbalah, whether it's through any other esoteric wisdom or knowledge, about the changes, the radical changes that we're all going through. On the planet dimension, on the community dimension, the physical dimension, all dimensions. Definitely, yes, we go back to the ancient calendars. There is the Hebrew calendar as well. And we're talking about a very crucial period that actually started in the year 1990, where time is changing. What exactly will happen, of course, nobody knows. Why? Because there is free will. And this is the factor that changes everything. So it's not God who determines the destiny of man. It is man who determines his own destiny. Our destiny and the destiny of planet Earth and our universe depends on us. Even though it may sound as though I'm sidetracking the issue, but no. Everybody will tell you, all what happens or what will happen in 2012, before and after, depends on us. But definitely these years are like milestones in the human evolution, spiritual evolution, where we can stop every once in a while and, do it like a self-evaluation. What did we reach until now, and how should we proceed? Now, if the awareness of mankind does not awaken, then we are in deep trouble. Why? Because we're all in the same boat. That is why all the communities and groups that are involved in meditation, involved in consciousness and awareness and awakening the awareness, are talking about this great milestone, 2012, where there will be some, even in astronomy, features, some synchronicity between Earth and the center of our galaxy. What will that do? What will that change in our life? Definitely there will be changes on the magnetic field, on the aura of planet Earth, that will affect also man's consciousness. Now the question is, will that hasten the spiritual development and evolution of mankind or not? Hopefully we say yes. But definitely what we can see, and here I'm referring to something which is, again, beyond me, but nature. Mother Nature, there is the selection. So the weak will not survive. Now, who is the weak? The physical weak? No. The weak are those, maybe people who are not willing or are reluctant to enter the wave, the cosmic wave of the new era, or the cosmic wave of spiritual enlightenment. So those people who are still reluctant, who are as though going against this sort of wave or momentum, may suffer. But the suffer is not the intention. The pain that we're going through is not the intention of the divine. But the pain is a result of our own reluctancy that we have to sort of deal with. And here is, again, back to Kabbalah, that helps us to be prepared for the coming events.
And so, Rabbi Joseph, it's time for a break now. I'm going to put you on hold here. We are speaking with Rabbi Joseph from the Center for Kabbalah on Canby Street. That's 3022 Canby Street, 3022 Canby Street. If you'd like to call and speak with him, the number is 604-298-9263. If you have a question today for Rabbi Joseph, give us a call, 604-822-2487, 604-822-2487. We'll be back with more synchronicity in a moment.
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. Thank you so much for being with us today. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You might also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And the Kabbalah Center, the Center for Kabbalah in Vancouver, is going to be having an introductory evening December 14th. That's at 7:30 p.m. And you can go to 3022 Canby Street if you're interested in that. Rabbi Joseph, do people need to sign up in advance? Should they just show up?
No, for the free introduction, just show up. Yeah, no problem at all. It's an open lecture. And as we said before, again, there are no limitations or nothing. It was just a question of any person who would like to know more about the Kabbalah, any person who has any question, this is your opportunity to come, to listen, and to contribute your desire to know more. That will enhance the knowledge of all of us.
And so you mentioned earlier on in the hour, if people are just tuning in, you mentioned children, and when they get to that age of when they're starting to ask why and kids are asking, where does God come from? Who made God? Those kinds of questions. So that's the perfect time to be seeking out Kabbalah if you're interested in introducing your children to it.
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, this is the age once we start with the word why. And that is the first word of Kabbalah. Why? The question. The why that inspires our mind, our soul. Whether it is a child who asks his mother or her mother, why did God take grandma? I mean, if God is good, then why does he take grandma away or grandpa? Or, you know, these questions that we find ourselves maybe embarrassed a bit and taken aback because, what do we say now? So we try, of course, in our own way, words to sort of appease the worry, the concern of the child, but the question is still there. Unfortunately, because there are not enough answers to go around, we start suppressing that quest inside. So we stop asking whys, because we feel as children that we're embarrassing our parents. We are embarrassing our teachers. And we just, follow the current and just accept what there is, and that's it. But it is that moment that we stop learning. When we stop learning, we stop developing. We stop developing, we stop growing. And then, it's just a question of, decline. So that age is a very crucial age, the age of 5, 6, where we are, we have an obligation to pass on this knowledge. Why? Because at that age, the connection between the soul and the mind is more open. The mind is questioning in order to allow the soul of the child to express itself, to manifest itself, to find its route and its way and its path here on earth. But once we block the why, and when we say, oh, I don't know, leave me alone, because we lose patience, this is what I know, this is what I heard from the rabbi, this is what I heard from religion, and this is what I heard from that, then as though the soul retracts, it goes back, and the mind does not feed anymore, does not receive its nourishment from its source, which is the soul. Now the soul, again, is that cosmic energy that is vibrant, that is vibrating inside us, that is giving us life, and it is connected to the infinite cosmic energy out there. So it is a crucial age where the child decides either to follow the current and stop asking questions, or not to accept that sort of abrupt approach of the authority, the adults, but to go through life continuing to asking why. Usually those people become a bit different, eccentric. But they may pass or go through a period of 10, 20 years where they are a bit isolated from the society, community, they're a bit different. But they become eventually our spiritual guides, because they did not succumb to the what we call the robotic or mechanic way of thinking. And they become more connected. Nowadays, it's a bit different, because we are living in an age where, as we said before, we are less afraid from exposing our desire to know. There are less barriers, less psychological blockages or barriers that are impeding us from really adventuring that side of our spiritual existence. So that is why more and more people are being open and exposed to all sources of wisdom. As we said before, once you enter into the Kabbalah, of course, the Kabbalah has its own language as well, like a code to decipher even our spiritual genetic memory that we carry from past lifetimes that is affecting our destiny, our fate in this life. The laws of cause and effect. So here we can learn how we cause our own problems. So if we cause our own problems, we can also cause or bring out the solution. Instead of expecting or waiting for a salvation or a solution to come from outside, from the external world, we have to reach down deep or up deep. into our soul consciousness, from where we can derive and extract all the necessary energy that we need in order to lead a normal and a balanced life with health, happiness, prosperity, how to harness energy, cosmic energy, that instead of causing stress, it may cause spiritual elevation and relief. Instead of pain, that same energy that's causing pain can also cause or bring, if it is harnessed, spiritual elevation and spiritual relief and even enlightenment, more understanding, more compassion. So there is, we can say, like a battle, a spiritual cosmic battle between evil and good, between self-destruction and self-benefit. And every day, every moment, every decision, we have to choose which path to go. But choosing a path without knowing, again, in advance the outcome, of course, it's like gambling. Kabbalah is not speculation. Kabbalah is based upon knowledge, to know. Not to gamble, not to speculate, but to know. It's like learning mathematics, like learning any scientific knowledge in order to guarantee the outcome. So there is a science of life. Kabbalah is a Hebrew word, which means literally to receive. But if we go another dimension, another layer deeper into the understanding of Kabbalah, to receive, we can say that it means to accept, to welcome, to accept, to allow, to allow something to enter. So the basics of Kabbalah is really self-acceptance. That means once we, as human beings, stop running away from ourselves, and once we reverse the journey and start to accept who and what we are, then we can really connect to our inner core, which is eternal and immortal.
And Rabbi Joseph, I'm curious, because you were talking about how Kabbalah teaches you how to find solutions within instead of looking externally.
Yes.
And I'm curious, what is the Kabbalistic view on this New Age law of attraction, the secret type of beliefs? Do you guys believe in the law of attraction?
Yes, I mean, definitely. I mean, what we create inside, I mean, the energy that we create inside eventually attracts that which is outside. This is also part of the laws of cause and effect. So, if I understand well, that means what we attract is what we generate or we unconsciously create inside us. Whether it is love, whether it is hatred, whether it is good or bad, happiness or success. And we have to learn how to harness this inner energy, because our body comes from the physical manifestation of the cosmic energy. So it's basically a very crude energy. Now this crude energy, this coarse and crude energy, can cause us a lot of difficulties. It's like taking a piece of coal, charcoal. So once you hold it, it's all black, and it stains your hands. It makes your clothes dirty. So this black, that comes from the coal, but deep inside, the diamond also comes from the coal. But it is a process that harnesses millions and eons of years until this coal becomes a piece of diamond. Now, our core energy is that diamond, but we have to go through the process. Now, the process is either through nature, that means the physical aspect of nature that may cause a bit pain and suffering and confusion and chaos and sort of mental and emotional disturbance. That is one path. But there's another path. We can call it the path of the divine, the path of spirituality, where a person takes his own destiny into his hand and overcomes or transcends the laws of nature and goes through this process of transformation without pain, without confusion, without this mental and emotional disturbances that we are going through, but with knowledge.
Well, Rabbi, it's already time for another break, so okay. We will be back in just a moment. We are speaking with Rabbi Joseph Saltoun, and he is from the Center for Kabbalah in Vancouver. They are at 3022 Cambie Street. If you'd like to call them, the number is 604-298-9263, and they are having an introductory lecture. There's going to be classes coming up in January, so if you're interested in attending a free introductory evening about Kabbalah, that is on December 14th at 7:30 p.m. at 3022 Cambie Street. So back with more synchronicity in a flash.
The
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Center offers support services to survivors of sexual assault and other forms of violence, as well as their friends, family members, and partners. They are committed to education and the support of students, staff, faculty, and visitors of all genders. They offer counseling, accompaniments, information, and referrals. They also facilitate specialized workshops and training sessions, develop public education campaigns, and hold special events related to anti-violence work. All services are free and confidential. For more information on programs and services or on volunteer opportunities, visit their website, www.ams.ubc.ca/sasc.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I am your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for being with us. Coming up in a few minutes is Ska T's Scenic Drive, so stick around for that starting at 10 a.m. And next week, I want to let you know, we are going to be having an interesting discussion about weed, man. There is an organization that actually believes that marijuana is the tree of life that's referred to in the Bible, so we're going to be talking about pot. And we're also going to have Frank Butterfield on. He has a channel. He channels a consciousness called the Communion of Light. He's been on the show before. So that is all happening next week. Be sure to tune in 9 a.m. Pacific. But right now, today, we are speaking with Rabbi Joseph Saltoun, and he is from the Center for Kabbalah here in Vancouver at 3022 Cambie Street. They are having an introductory lecture on December 14th at 7:30 p.m. That is free, so anyone can come by. And is it okay to bring kids?
Oh, yes, yes. No problem at all.
Kids
can everybody's come. Welcome.
Okay. So I want to talk about, for the last little bit, dreams.
Yes.
Because in Kabbalah, you take dreams quite seriously, don't you?
Oh, yes. Dreams are messages that our soul is trying to, again, transmit into our mind and to understand things. But there are different levels of dreams. It all depends on the level of consciousness of the person. That is why some dreams are a bit confusing, a bit, you know, not so clear, and we may wake up the next day feeling a bit strange, what was a strange dream, and so on. But there are other dreams that come more vivid, and we even meet people who we believe that, well, have departed from this world, and they appear in our dreams. And we see them and say, oh, you're alive. And we speak with them, and we're so happy to see them. And then we wake up, of course, in the morning, and we realize it was only a dream. But was it only a dream? Well, according to the Kabbalah, again, our levels of consciousness change as we live. Sleeping, even though the body, our body consciousness, is not aware of the hours of sleep, but our soul travels. It goes on a spiritual journey every night. And if we're talking about the tree of life, again, the Kabbalah explains that all these terms, tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and bad and paradise, we should not take them literally. But there are levels of our own consciousness, spiritual dimensions that are there in our soul. Paradise is not a physical place on earth. But paradise is only a name, or the Garden of Eden in Hebrew, if we translate it. The Garden of Eden is that level or dimension where all the souls meet. We can say it is the root of all souls. So all souls of mankind, when we sleep, they go back to that same root, that same source from which, from where they came, in order to re-energize, in order to learn something, in order to exchange communication. So that is why when we're asleep, our soul is free, and it can meet other souls, even of those people who have already departed from this world. Because on the soul level, there are no limitations anymore. And this encounter, or these encounters with other souls or other levels of consciousness, is a true experience.
And so, Rabbi Joseph, you talk about how some dreams can be prophetic, and sometimes you are actually visiting with people who have passed on. And you mentioned the tree of life, because I was talking about the people who believe that pot is the tree of life. And so I'm curious what the Kabbalistic view is on mind-altering drugs like marijuana or maybe peyote or magic mushrooms or things that people sometimes say they've had a spiritual experience through the use of these drugs. What's your viewpoint on that?
Well, here we go back again, if I may relate to something that's happened or used to happen in the holy temples, whether it is the holy temple in Jerusalem or the holy temples, the pyramids in Egypt or Assyria or the Mayas that we mentioned before. These high priests, what we call now the high priests or the shamans, they were the spiritual guides that were able to harness spiritually that crude, coarse energy of planet Earth that is manifested through certain plants that we call now drugs or hallucination drugs or mushrooms, whatever we may call them. Mother Earth, I mean, nothing that Mother Earth creates is negative, is harmful for mankind. So, the harm comes from within. It is our own self-destruction or self-destructive tendency, which we call dependency, that creates dependency, whether it is to tea, to coffee, to caffeine, to any drug. That is our weakness. Now, these high priests, they were able to, through spiritual discipline, to transform their weakness into their a strong side. So when they took these highly energized plants or mushrooms or drugs, it did not affect them in a harmful manner. On the contrary, they were able to transcend the physical reality and enter into that source of infinite wisdom and bring down prophecies, messages, even healing powers. Now, this does not mean that we are allowed or not allowed. I'm not entering into that issue. I'm just explaining the phenomena, because everything is very personal. So what may be good for one person may be very harmful for the other. But what happened? Throughout the ages, because of man's greed, because of man's weaknesses, we corrupted, we intoxicated, we maybe even contaminated the cosmic consciousness of planet Earth and these plants. So what is happening now is that it's not the plant only that may be harmful, but it's also the abuse of the plant, the greed of centuries that I'm connecting to, the loss of life that I'm connecting to. It's because once we transcend our physical conscious being, we're entering into new waters. So it has to be very well guided. We read about the holy priests in Jerusalem that also used drugs or very powerful incense in order to elevate their consciousness. But my question is, are we on that level of consciousness? So in any case, I'm just explaining the phenomenon. I'm not entering into a debate whether legal or illegal or harmful or not, because really it is a very personal and relative issue.
Well, thank you so much for clarifying that a little bit and giving your insights on that. And we just have a few minutes left in the show, Rabbi Joseph, so I would like to ask if there's anything that you want to get across about Kabbalah that we haven't discussed yet.
Well, one thing I can say is that, back to our even introduction, that Kabbalah is not a religion. Kabbalah is the essence, or can explain the essence, of all religions. And we are now living in an age where we are witnessing and experiencing a prophecy come true, a prophecy that was written in the Zohar, the Book of Splendor, 2,000 years ago, by a great sage and Kabbalist, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Simon, the son of Yochai. And he wrote that in our age, there will be an awakening, and all nations will realize that the truth is one. The words, the way we express the truth may change or may differ, but the essence is one. So let us enjoy this prophecy, the prophecy of the revelation of Kabbalah, the Zohar, and the wisdom of truth in the world, and let us all work together. Let us not allow fragmentation and separation to separate us, because our goal is one, and our earth, planet, and home is one. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Joseph. And so the introductory evening is on December 14th, and then classes are going to start. So what kind of classes do you teach?
Well, we have courses. Usually the courses are a six-week course. The first is the basic course on Kabbalah, where we learn all the basic concepts of Kabbalah, the Kabbalistic language, the code, the tree of life, Kabbalistic meditation. And then we go to the second level, which allows us to understand the power of the Hebrew letters, the spiritual power of the Hebrew letters, using mantras or holy names, the 72 names of God, in our own meditation, in our own spiritual journey, learning about reincarnation, how to connect to past lifetimes, how to awaken our own spiritual genetic memory. And then we have a course on Kabbalistic astrology, where we learn about, again, how to connect to these divine beings around us, how to use the cosmic energy of the planet in order to benefit from them here on Earth and control our destiny. There is also events, and seminars and workshops, whether it is on family workshops, parents, children, and, from then on, we go on.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Rabbi Joseph Saltoun. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you, Marie. And I wish a very happy Hanukkah to all the listeners. And Merry Christmas, because finally Hanukkah and Christmas are the same feast, only different aspects of it. It is the feast of light, spiritual light that may replenish the flame, the inner flame of our soul for all eternity. Amen.
Thank you so much. Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
So again, that was Rabbi Joseph Saltoun, and he is from the Center for Kabbalah. If you're interested in more information, you can call them at 604-298-9263. That's 604-298-9263. And again, they are having an introductory lecture coming up very soon, December 14th at 7:30 p.m. And the address for that, you can just show up. It is free of cost. That's at 3022 Canby Street, 3022 Canby Street, right here in Vancouver. So thank you so much for being with us. Again, if you would like to donate to the continuing, we've almost reached our goal for the funding drive, go to my website, spiritualshow.com. If you go to the past episodes page, there is a big link where you can get onto the website for the AMS, and you can donate directly to CITR for the funding drive. Thank you so much to everyone who supported the funding drive. We appreciate you so much, and your dollars